The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is warning travelers this holiday season not to use USB ports at airport charging stations.
When you're out and about, you might have seen a public USB charging station at an airport or shopping center. But be warned, a free charge could end up draining your bank account.
What? It's something called juice jacking, and to explain that ominous PSA, let's bring in Engin Kurta, professor of computer science and director of the Cybersecurity and Privacy Institute at Northeastern University. Professor Kurta, we should say the LA County DA's office says this is just an educational video, but you say you think this can happen. So do we know of people running around with their bank accounts drained?
It is a possible attack. So every time you attach your device to a USB port, there is a chance that people can potentially access your data or install something and compromise your device. But I think the question is, how likely is it? So doing this at a large scale, say at an airport, I think is something we haven't seen before. It could be possible, but there are other things that I think are more likely. I think it becomes an issue if you're traveling in a foreign country and you're a potential target of interest, maybe you're the CEO of a company or a government employee, then I think an attack like that becomes a bit more likely and something to be potentially concerned about.
Well, the fact is now it's out there, you know, so yeah. People may even be thinking about doing this that weren't before. So how would that work? I mean, how would plugging your phone into a public charging station allow somebody to get your information?
So there's some assumptions here. When you attach your device to a charging station, one assumption is that you unlock your device or your device is potentially not encrypted. Then you're making it more easy for people to access your data, because every time you attach your device to a USB port, there is a chance that there's also a data connection. So they're able to access the data on the device and potentially manipulate it.
Why? What have they done? Have they corrupted the port itself that you're plugging into?
No, that's just the standard. That's the way USB works. For example, when you want to copy data from the phone, you can attach it to your laptop, right, with a USB cable. So it's basically the same principle. So, you know, if it's an untrusted port, there is a chance that somebody is accessing your data when you're attaching it to it.
Because they can access that port.
Exactly.
And we understand, too, that it's even more, you should be more skeptical when you see the cables there.
Right. So I've also heard of potential attacks. There have been papers in the past where people have left USB sticks lying around. So, you know, if you see something that you don't trust, it's never a good idea to insert it into your device, because it might actually potentially have a chip or something, or it might have some harmful data that then gets transferred to your phone or to your laptop potentially.
Well, and I guess the reverse of that, is there something you can do to protect yourself? In other words, still use public charging stations, but block somehow that transmission of
your
data?
It's actually relatively easy. Well, first thing, people say don't use them, but if you need to use them, it's always a good idea to lock and encrypt your device. And while it's attached, never to unlock it, because then it's easier to access the data and potentially install something as well. Another thing you can do is you can actually buy a cheap cable that blocks the data. So it doesn't have a data connection, it's just power. So you're basically just charging the device, but there's no chance for the attackers to physically access the device.
Oh, good information. So one more thing to think about when you travel and go through airports. Engin Kurta, professor of computer science and director of the Cybersecurity and Privacy Institute at Northeastern University. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.